ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। कितना बड़ा काम संसार को नया बनाना।
इट्स अ वेरी बिग टास्क टू मेक अवर वर्ल्ड न्यू गोल्डन।
होता है तो सूरज निकलता है।
टू टर्न नाइट इन टू डे the suraj the sun will come out, without that they will not come. God himself comes to make the world new, to bring the golden age here. Like we can see the current situation of the world, situations are increasing, sorrow, fear, Samapradanta has increased. Changing the age from iron age to golden age. So God first came to us and made us his companions. So we have to be proud about it. We have to be happy about it, that God himself had made us eligible for completing this task. He made us, he thought us eligible and made us eligible. It is good that we are in the task, we are useful for God. Whether it is body, mind, intellect, talents, all are used by the God himself to make the world new. We are the supporters. We always have to remember that we are the support of the world. Our stage will make the world stage. If we are Sattva Pradhan, then the world will also be in the same way. And if we are fully merged in the godly loves, then godly pressure, then the world will also be in the pleasure. If we stay in the soul conscious stage and increase our self-respect and become fearless, then the worldly souls also become fearless. If we remain happy always, then to all the worldly souls, our happy vibrations will go and give them strength. We are the supporters. We are the image of support. The first support that we give is purity. With the strength of purity, we make the world pure and also environment pure. Today also Baba's Murli is also on the same aspect. The first thing is, you always have to think about only one father. The meaning of it is, whatever Baba has said, that we have to do. Generally, people will create obstacles. We should not think about it, but we have to increase our strength. Many brothers and sisters are very fortunate that the total family is in the knowledge. There is no any difficulty in purity, in maintaining a pure life. They are free in making their life pure. To make their life, to reach the destiny that Baba has given, it is very easy for them. But if they don't do like that, their purity will be very ordinary. Purity will not become a strength to the world. Our purity is a strength for the world. It is the pillar of support. If we make an ordinary purity, then we cannot give anything to the world. I want to repeat one Bap Dada's great version. The version is, the more you remain in remembrance, that much purity will be increased in you. And one more Baba's version is, that is Sakar Baba's version, that when you become complete pure, then Baba's revelations can be done to you. And the third version is, the one who will be shower of the, means the responsible of Baba, from Baba's side, who inculcates purity in them. Everyone know about themselves, whatever may be the past life, but God Himself is guiding us. In Murli, you might have heard that children call out God, O purifier, come and make us pure. Baba comes for the same task. But in any scripture of the world, this is not written, that how to make a soul pure. First, there is a lot of philosophical difference. They say that soul itself is pure. There is nothing to make pure. Some say that soul is not touchable to any impurity. They do not know the true knowledge. One sister was discussing about knowledge with someone. He was very ignorant and very straightforward. He said that body experiences sorrow and happiness. It is not about soul. The sister tried to explain him. Then the sister bought one matchbox and she lit the match fire and kept near his skin. He pulled out his hand from it. Then the sister asked that who experienced it. A body cannot react with the fire. If it is a dead body, it will not react because there is soul in it. That is the reason it reacted. So the people have many imaginations about knowledge. The true knowledge is merged. Always have attention that attention on Baba's point that we are the one who invite new deity world. The meaning of it is the new world should always be in our eyes. It should be seen that it is going to come. Just like Brahma Baba used to experience. The first example that we have is Brahma Baba. He always used to see the deity world in front of him. He is himself a Brahma. He was the creator of a new world. He is the creator of the new world. He always thought that I am going to become that. And in his front, always that world would be there. So the same thing, if it comes in front of us, we will always be intoxicated of the future. That new world is going to come. Just like a 12th class student, when he enters into a medical degree, some might have seen here who belong to the medical field, that from first day itself he got that intoxication that I will be a doctor. Such patients will come to me, I will treat them in this way. So many try to put a doctor title in front of them. Even that medical student, when he comes into second year, third year, he keeps doctor in front of his name. So they have intoxication of the field they are studying. So we also should have that intoxication, the status we are getting, for which we are studying, for which God Himself, we are becoming a father, teacher, Sadguru, is showing us a way. is giving us sustenance to that. So for that, we also have to keep that in front of us, that I have to become this. Then that definitely will come sooner. I want to say one thing, that if any worldly people is said, if we say to them that such new world, golden age is going to come, then they think that it is our imagination. They think that this world and will turn into golden age. It's very impossible. Here in this world, some take 100 acre land, some 300 acre land, 500 acre land. If it is 500, then it's a very big building can be made in that. And in golden age, what will be the space of each land, of each mother space? How much will be the space of land of each mother? Whether it will be Abu's land size, it will be big as much as Delhi. Baba gives the point of intoxication that it will be around like Delhi. So in that there will be a lake, lands, river, and fruits, vegetables, everything will be in that. So this new, that world is going to come. In this world we can see there is so much pollution, crowded, big buildings, and it's a such a sophisticated world. And now we can see our ashram, our centers very open, means it's very having space a lot. So the age is going to change, and the one who is going to change this world, he made us his companions. It's praised to the deities that nothing is unattained for the deities. Baba has said in other way that your stage becomes such that nothing, no thing is unattained by you children. You should get intoxication that whatever I want, I got. Whatever I want to know, I had known about it. The golden age is going to come. Few years back when I went to Pune, I got that feeling to meet some saints and sages over there who are very good in who read scriptures a lot. I heard that there are some 11,000 saints who used to do research on scriptures, but still they couldn't know that who are they, and they don't know where they have come from, which home. So to emerge the sanskaras of the golden age, we have to be such content soul. Whatever we have to attain, we have attained already. It is about study, it is knowing about full knowledge, knowing whatever we want to know, that desire is fulfilled. And one more thing is, we have become full of all the treasures. There is one 7th Feb Murli, that it's a very good Murli with lot of attention. Everyone listen to it. There are lot of secrets about the life in that. Underline the point in that Murli, that if anyone gets difficulty in water, with any element, that means there is some lesser knowledge about that. Wealth of knowledge is less, that means. So if we become fully with the wealth of knowledge, we will become full of all the treasures. When we used to listen to Murli in the childhood, Baba said that happiness, love, peace, all are your treasures. I used to think that how come these are treasures? Is there any key for it? And I started knowing that the richest men in the world are committing suicide. There is so much sorrow. They have so much wealth with them. But I then realized that happiness is the biggest wealth. There are many big families which have big business. They have good children, but because of they have clashes in between them. That is the reason they do not have peace and love in between them. They always think about love and peace in between them. So by looking at that, I understood that happiness, peace, love, contentment, these are all the biggest treasures. In the childhood, we used to study that contentment is the biggest treasure. With this, lot of blessings can be accumulated. We can see a real benefit of contentment. Contentment is the biggest treasure. Contentment can invite all the powers along with that, can bring all the powers along with that. If all the treasures can come, can be fulfilled. When by deities and are always contented, that is why they don't need anything. So always keep yourself content. Become a jewel of contentment. Never run for small things. Never run for small things. The most thing that make you discontent is the desire of name and fame. One person who is having a thought that I am, if anyone gets a thought that I am also senior, I should get a chance. But the one who need a chance, they should understand that chance is not received in that way. The happiness will go away if he observes that his junior got the chance. This simple thing makes them discontent. So be careful about this. If something is, some chance is not coming to you, so whatever chance you already got, take happiness, bring blissness from that. See, someone who do not have anything, they are also content. And if I feel discontent, whatever I have, I will not get contentment from that too. Whatever I have, based on that, if we make our state of mind beautiful, there is nothing to ask about, desire about, the chances will automatically come to you. Always understand that we have to make oneself eligible. Baba helps the one, gives the chance to one who makes oneself eligible. So pay attention on these small things. In deity world, you can see what will be the state of the body. It will be a golden body. You can see the faces of them. That is always smiling. They are full of pleasures, wealth, and everything. So we have to understand these things very deeply. I realized many things from years that Baba once said, your every second is very valuable and your every thought is very high, very great. So from then I got these thoughts that the one who is very pure, in whom there is natural feelings of benevolence, there is good drishti, good vision, good feelings, their every thought effect will fall on all the world. This one thing has made me introverted in my life. What am I thinking? My every thought is going towards all the sides of the world. So whatever you think, that will be affected very deeply in the world.
Tumhari visva kalyan ki bhavana bhi visva ka kalyan kar.
Baba said that your feeling of doing world benevolence will definitely do world welfare. So it's a very happiest thing. It's a point that will bring bliss to us. It is our task to make five elements pure. No scientist, no saint, no politician can do anything for this. The one who can do pure these five elements is only a pure soul. Everyone have listened the Murli about purity recently, that you are the pure souls. You are the responsible souls. If you are not in this world, then this world becomes dark. If there are pure souls in this world, then humanity is still there. If there will be no pure souls, if the saint souls would not be there previously, then the truth, the greatness of purity, everything will be went away. So understand about the purity, give more significance about your purity, and make yourself healthy. So it's a very deep point, that if our state of mind is elevated, then that will definitely affect the health of the body. The one who thinks lot of negative, then they will be unhealthy. If one who is always positive, they remain healthy. Some come to me that observe that by thinking about thinking lot, they become ill. Lastly, I want to say one thing. One Gujarati mother has called me once that my daughter has come in some problems. And if anyone tells the problems, I do not know any solution. So at that time, I get connected with the Baba, and I give her a thought that offer bhog to Baba. I couldn't say anything. Their problem was very huge problem. And today she called me back. She said that all obstacles went away. All problems went away. Her daughter used to not sleep. Now she is sleeping well. She used to not study well. Now she is studying well. So by eating bhog, the Bholenath, innocent Lord, he had blessed them. The meaning behind is, if there is love for that innocent Lord, if there is love for that God, then all their problems will be finished away. Love and faith will remove all the problems. So bring contentment in one's life. It is the only one birth, Brahmin life, among 21 births. Our happiness is not superficial. It is a super sensuous joy. Now, we will meditate. We will bring the golden age in front of us. We will stay in our deity form, golden age form. Sit in this deep feeling that I am going to become deity from human being. We are the ancestor souls.
रहे आत्मा सदा सुंगारी
देवी देवताओं